Pedro Mayo would normally have wrapped up his short season fishing bluefin tuna in the Mediterranean by now, about $20,000 richer. Instead, Romeo is idling on the dock of Marseille's commercial fishing port, incensed by a European Union directive ending France's bluefin season 2 weeks earlier than scheduled. Romeo said area fishermen have hardly fished at all during their season, which begins in May. Bad weather kept them on land. Then the EU ordered the season to end in mid-June rather than the end of the month, because France had already fished its yearly quota for bluefin tuna. Now Romeo and other fishermen are demanding compensation. After an angry meeting on the docks last week, the fishermen took their boats to sea in protest, calling on authorities to compensate them for their lost income. Mourad Kahoul, president of the French Tuna Fishermen's Union, STM, blasted the European Union for shortening the fishing dates and the French government for allegedly cowing to Brussels.
Il n'y a pas un problème de ressources, c'est un problème de dumping. On vend des pêcheurs pour du tourisme.
Kahoul said there was no problem of lack of resources. There were plenty of bluefin tuna in the ocean. He said it was unfair that French fishermen had to stop fishing, while Spanish tuna fishermen could continue. But environmentalists like Stéphane Bocher, oceans campaigner for Greenpeace France, argue that bluefin tuna is indeed a threatened species, and that the EU quotas to limit catches are in fact far too generous.
The East Atlantic bluefin tuna stock has been caught at a level of 80% of adult fish over the last 12 years. This means that 80% of the fish which can reproduce has been caught.
The bluefin tuna come from the Atlantic Ocean to the Mediterranean to spawn at around May. They return to the Atlantic around July. This period is peak fishing season for Romeo and other Mediterranean fishermen. Some fishermen interviewed on Marseille's docks argued they have seen no drop in tuna during their years at sea. But others, like Michel Martinez, who has been in the profession for 30 years, say bluefin tuna are disappearing from the Mediterranean.
La ressource a diminué quand même, je le vois.
Martinez says he sees fewer and fewer tuna, and especially fewer big fish.
Non, j'aurais pas voulu qu'il me fasse ce travail parce que je me suis rendu compte que la pêche était en train de...
50-year-old Patrick Mamot agrees. Like Martinez, he has been fishing for years, but neither of his two children are fishermen. He did not want them to take up a profession that is in so much trouble. Bluefin tuna is not the only fish threatened in Europe's oceans and in oceans around the world. A 2005 report by the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization found that many fish species were either overfished or nearing their limits. In Europe, Bocher of Greenpeace says swordfish, cod, and anchovy are also overfished. Roughly 70% of bluefin tuna caught in the Mediterranean is consumed in Japan, but Europeans overall are the world's biggest fish eaters, and their appetite is growing.
In France and all in the European countries, we have consumption of seafood products that increases naturally 2% per year. And more globally, since the 90s, we are fishing 90 to 92 million metric tons per year.
Part of the answer, Boucher says, lies in establishing strict fishing quotas that are sustainable and applicable internationally, along with cracking down on illegal fishing. There is also an idea of establishing quality labels for fish caught in sustainable ways. But environmentalists say Europeans and others must also stop eating so much fish. But that may not be so easy. At the morning fish market in Marseille's old port, local resident Mimoun Tadou is buying swordfish, a threatened species, which sells here for a hefty $38 a kilo.
Oui, pour y aura une pénurie. Nous, on est des Méditerranéens.
Tadou agrees that buying fish these days is expensive and that fish are disappearing from the oceans. But he says Mediterranean people like himself need to eat fish at least two times a week. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Marseille.